Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another new episode of Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All. I'm your host, Crystal Fox. In this week's episode, my guest is Melissa Stretcher. She is the owner and creator of The Hopeful Simplicity and the host of the podcast, Clearing Chaos. She helps shift the overwhelm when it comes to home management successes. So please help me welcome Melissa to Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All. Hello, Melissa. Welcome. I'm so glad to have you on.
I'm glad we're doing this. Like, we talk all the time in the hallways, and now it's just like, yes.
Literally for months, we have talked or been in the same room, and everyone knows that we are like Clubhouse fanatics, especially me and you. I feel like we are the morning champions of Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to show up.
For sure. I might not always participate because mornings, I'll show up.
I'll show up and I'll listen, and I'm usually trying to respond to emails or get something done. Like, I almost treat it like a workshop. So you should probably love, we're probably on the connection of organizing like that. Like, we organize our time in so many different ways. So with that being said, Melissa, I had to have her on because she knows all about organization. If you go to her Instagram, she has everything imaginable that I need in my life and that you need too, because from the home management binder, literally right next to me is the planner. Yes. And I have to show you this. I could not even believe. Look at how much stuff I'm getting done.
Nice. Oh, I'm so proud.
I'm getting so much stuff done because of this planner, and I am so thankful for it. And I still have to look at your home management binder, but that's my next go round.
It is. It is probably one of my favorite things. The home management binder is. I love the planner because I use it and it works to balance, you know, being a mom and having a business and having a regular life. And then for me, the layout works and having a lot of space to write notes in my to-do list, but not too much space to have that never-ending list. But the home management binder, and the fact that like you can download them as PDFs and keep them electronically on your phone. But I know the medicines I'm on. I know my son's bus number. I know my parents' contact information because I'm their next, right? If something happens, I'm going to show up at the hospital. We're like, she's on this, 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 and this. She's on it for these reasons. And she's had these surgeries. Now I'm going to go sit over here and freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And having that kind of in the moment, hard life information organized and handy. That was one of the biggest life changers for just us here. And it's just calming to know it's organized. And when things hit the fan, I'm ready.
Ready. And there's so many different kinds of pieces of paper that we have to keep organized and information that I had no idea about. And it really takes like a home management binder to sit there and go through the list of the things I'm responsible for and need to remember. And you don't even realize, I think I have lost and found my social security card about 27 times, which I feel like most of us do, right?
Yeah, that's normal-ish.
It's in a good spot right now. You should be proud of me. It's in my safe.
Very so, proud of you.
It's navigated. So with that being said, Melissa, where did you really get started with like the organization piece, and what inspired you to step into this position of being hopeful and creating your business?
For me, it started on multiple levels, but mostly the trigger point was, hey, mom, what's for dinner? So managing that question every single day, along with, did you get your homework done? Have you seen my keys? What's for dinner? Where do we need to be? I no longer could handle it. And I could no longer handle being the only one that managed it.
Ooh, I like how you put it like that. Like, you don't have to be the only one. And I think that there is a lot of pressure on moms and your child. Obviously, I do not have one, but knowing myself and have my friends, each age has its own list of to-dos or places to be when it comes to children. And then you have your own schedule. And then for me, like, I have Marcus's schedule as well. And it's like, how do you keep track of everything?
Yeah. And it's hard to manage. Like, even if I didn't have you know, the blessing of my son that I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have to be at work. Do I need these devices? I have to be in this class. Do I need those devices? Right? I run my own business, so I'm going to have my laptop. Do I have my planner? Do I have all the colored pens? Because it's, we know my notes are going to be color coordinated, right? Do you have your microphone? Are you recording? Right? If you're going to take a gym class, do you have everything you need for that? Did you remember your lock for the gym locker? All these things. It's just like, if you can shift it to others' responsibilities, then you have more headspace to damage your own. Like, then you know what you need and they know. And I know I'm setting my son up to be responsible for what he needs. And to me, that was a big thing. I didn't want him to see my stress as a normal thing for adulthood. And I didn't want him to be afraid to, you know, like, I don't know, be a man and sew a button.
I mean, he does need to know how to sew a button. I can't just be, you know, the woman. So I love that you're taking that approach with him. Let's be real.
It's important.
So what other kind of aspects into organizing do you think that people always put on themselves? Do you think it's a gender role when it comes to partnership in the household where we feel like we got to take it all on, the most that we can do? We're responsible for everyone, every single person, no matter who it is, even our partner. And how do we navigate that?
That is, all right. So we're going to grab the coffee for this one, kids.
I'm ready.
This is a multiple layer problem that we address in my community. Because generation wise, being a female, it was my air quotes job to have dinner on the table by the time he got from work, right? It was my job to, if school called, go handle all kids things. Now, generation wise, we are now living in the 2020 era. And so it is no longer my solo job to run the household, to take care of the kids and make sure you're happy in the way of is dinner cooked by the time you get home from work, because now we have jobs, right? Now we have multiple kids. Yeah. Now those hard conversations need to shift of, we are now a home team. Yes, a woman. Yes, I have control issues. Yes, I had to find Jesus within myself to know, okay, I want to control this because the stories in my head say it's my job as the female. Where in reality, if I bring that to my partner and go, wait, do you even care if we have a fresh cooked meal every day? Oh, no. Okay, so freezer pizzas are cool with you? Cool. So tick that off. The job still gets done. We still all eat, but it doesn't have to be as stressful as we think it needs to be.
Yeah, almost like that, like perfectionism. Everything should be perfect in the way how everyone else views it or should have been via a movie or a pastime tradition.
Yes, yes. I remind people, as much as we love Pinterest, we are not Pinterest. I love it. But you know, if reaching that perfection in your mental and physical spaces is stressful, evaluate the situation. Because it's not worth it. I mean, I'm period. And I like organizing and I have perfection problems. I'm a recovering perfectionist. Everything could have a matching label and a pretty box and it all lines up. But then if I have to come along and put stuff away because my home team can't help manage the systems, something's wrong. And if I am coming behind you and doing that, then I'm putting that stress on myself. For not having a conversation and be like, all right, what are we going to do? Because everyone uses the kitchen. How can I make this productive for you? So when you're an adult, you don't call me and be like, Mom, how do I, you know, put my knives away? Or how do I manage this? I'm sorry, I did you that disservice for being a control freak. So there's multiple layers and it starts with knowing, ooh, that's on me. That's on me for wanting to be controlled. That's on me for wanting to make sure you aren't stressed out. That's on me for not inconveniencing you, but burdening myself extra.
I just want to stop because that is such a good share because that applies in so many different areas of our lives. And as you were talking about Pinterest, I was like, and then I remembered I would spend hours scrolling and picking up the perfect photos of what I wanted things to be. Versus actually doing anything. So I get that like paralysis moment of not doing anything, just looking at pretty photos. or feeling that perfectionism. And I have dealt with it so much, and I've seen so many other people, and the control, and you're like, the stories that I'm telling myself, like that is such a forward motion mindset that a lot of people have no idea, and they will get there. They will get there. But it is amazing because you kind of look to yourself, like, what can I do first? Like, what am I telling myself? How do I want my life? And then you're communicating with your family, and that communication piece looks very different from, you know, most of us. It can be a little bit more difficult or more of an understanding walking away from that conversation, because I do think that we have to sit there and take the load of what work looks like. And especially you have your own business, you're working, you're a mom. There's like 16 hats I feel like women wear. And we were just like, oh, you know, oh yeah, I got this done and I barely ate a meal. And it was almost this competition factor of like, the more you got done at the, you know, stake of yourself, like your self-care was the better person or woman or mom that you could be. And you're right. We do have to shift what it looks like, especially in 2021. And what are some tips that you can give us to make that shift?
Oof. So I am, when I'm working with clients, I make sure that they're very aware. These are the expectations of our community. And it's okay if you're not ready for your helpful journey. Having the conversations is where we start. And having the conversations with everybody in the home of a significant age, like right down to toddlers, can put their plates away if they're on their level. Those conversations have to be approached and completed before we can even really begin a hopeful journey. And I always encourage having those hard talks, as we say, have those hard talks, but do it in a place of coming together instead of attack. So instead of saying, why can't you just, it's more of the, this is an issue for me. How can we solve it? And it's not a, will you help me situation. I don't ask my son to help me do the dishes. I'm like, hey, why don't you pick a book and we can knock these dishes out? Because having that shift out loud helps the whole home team hear that it is not on mom or spouse or head of household. You're not doing them a favor by completing habits that run the house smoothly. You're not doing anyone a favor by participating in the home team. But you have to approach those conversations without the aggression and without the blame. And that is probably the hardest part, but the biggest tip to get it started.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Because I was sitting there thinking about how many, especially ex-boyfriends, where we would have definitely pointed the finger back and forth. Hands down, hands, oh my gosh, yes. I have actually had to have that conversation. We've sat down and we actually have like a little marriage meeting planner that we do every Sunday. So then it's never a discussion. I don't have to be the nagging wife that's like, you need to do this, you need to do that. We have already done our meeting. He has his stuff to do, which is not mine, just because there's dishes. I'm like, you would have dishes whether I was here or not. You would have to eat whether I was here or not. So these are not my things and I'm not telling you to do them. This is a part of us doing what we are responsible for, especially as adults. So we've made it real easy. So there's no gray area and we plan on our week. So we do it about once a week and it includes our budget, includes our grocery list, our meal plan, and then our to-dos.
Excuse me, ma'am. I haven't seen your meal plans shared on our Mondays at 2 p.m. meal plan posts. I expect that starting next week.
I'm a work in progress. I do have, okay, I will share. I will have to share on Mondays. I will have to get it together because I've been doing this for probably about a year now. And it's helped a lot. It's just an Excel file, like Google Docs, so that we can go to it any given time. So organization, look at that. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it.
You know I love a spreadsheet. Oh, see, I do.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. I have one of our hopefuls, she does it on a spreadsheet by 2 weeks, so that way she can budget it with her paycheck. She's like, yeah, we eat steak for a week and then freezer pizzas for a week. I'm like, it's planned out. Everybody's got it. So every 2 weeks she'll pop in on Mondays and she'll share that screenshot. I'm like, that's my girl. But I encourage her to put it on a board because she's got little kids. And I'm like, put it on a board. That way when they're like, hey, mom, what's for dinner? I'll be like, do you see that board? Go read your board. And then it's visually for the whole team to know instead of her being asked all the time.
That's smart. One less question for her to answer. And yeah. I need to meet her because I am the same way. I will, like, I just had steak tonight, to be honest with you.
I think that's what he's making downstairs too. Ooh.
Steak and potatoes. That's what we're having. That's what we had. Yeah.
It's the season for that. It's like, I need some meaty food to get ready for winter. It's back on the pounds.
Yes. Bring on every chili imaginable because I'm ready. I am so ready. So with that shift, what are other items that you feel like you've seen your clients have a struggle with just putting in action, organizing their life?
Another major piece that we start with is habits. Now, I know you and I have talked and we've got habit pages and they are always up available on the website, because building the regular habits is how we're going to communicate with the team, and having those visual reminders, it helps, just kind of like the meal plan. If you have that visual board for everybody to check out, then there's like, oh, this is the drop zone. Oh, I know. So we have habit pages. There's blank ones because I like to fill them in. And if your family is like ever changing, you're going to need to fill in your own things. But there's kid ones and there's home ones. So I know on Thursdays, there's a little I by the laundry because that's when Isaac does his laundry. There's a little M on Mondays because that's when mom does her laundry. And so having that visually there, if I get behind today, I'm like, oh, shoot, I better get it done. So I'm out of their way. But it's their time to do that thing, right? So like having the visual habits and having the communications of the regular habits, like everyone in this house, whether you live here full-time or part-time, knows that after dinner, the dishes get done. I go to bed with a clean sink. Everyone here knows that you wake up and the bed gets made. So now I go, if I'm not the last one out of the bed, I go downstairs, the bed's made. Because you know, here's the expectations. Welcome home. If I'm less stressed, we're all a lot friendlier. But having those visual habits, that helps everybody. And you're no longer, what day is it? I don't know. Who does what when? No. Are you the blue dot? Today's Thursday. You're the blue dot, right? Okay, it's your turn to do this. So even if you have two people in your house or 12 people in your house, you can color code it. You can initials it. Everybody gets a fun sticker. I have some people that each kid has their own. So it's right by like their backpack station. And then they have their habits thing. And then they have, you know, like a star chart for, hey, I had good behavior. So then each person has their zone, but it's visual. So everybody can visually see it and stay on the same page.
Now, do you do anything when building that habit to reward habits, the good habits?
I do not. And I'm going to expand on that just a little, because I get a lot of grief because we don't do allowance. Now, I will pay for a dirty job and we will do reward systems of, if I got my 15 minutes of organizing done today, I get to watch another episode, right? Because the commercial breaks of an episode is 15 minutes for an hour long TV program. It's 15 minutes. Before, you know, like when we were younger, it's like, hey, can I make a sandwich and a bowl of cereal and go to the bathroom on this commercial break? Now it's just like all lumped up at the end of it instead. So the reward is you get to do something because now you have that free time to play a game or to read a book or, you know, to start another podcast, whatever that reward is, you get it with your own time. But for the regular habits, for the dishes, the bed making, the laundry, the vacuuming, the dust, all of those are just, this is what keeps our home running. And we are all part of this home team. But
I like that. And I still think that that's a reward system, because honestly, the allowance thing, I feel like came about to kind of, you know, especially for teenagers to get them going. But then once they become 18, they're like, oh yeah, I'll do my laundry if you give me $10. And you're like, no, it's your laundry. This is like the way of like life works. This is adulting. Which I love to say, but Dave Ramsey hates it.
That was actually with a previous partner. our kids shared space, and my son knew the expectations, and it was, well, I'll do that if, and I was like, all right, well, I'll feed you if. And so we had some not nice conversations, but I didn't, like, it wasn't my responsibility just because I'm the woman to handle it all. So if you would like to eat off of a clean dish tonight, get your butt in there and wash the dishes.
And then also having time, and you're saying, like, the reward system I feel like you have set up is also to create other good habits. Yes. And, you know, to even take a break if they need to, and picking up a book or doing something or starting a new podcast, which we are podcasters over here. So 9 times out of 10, we'll pick up 4 more podcasts if our kitchen's clean.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that, sister friend. I feel it.
Which I love. So what are a few other ways, or here's a better question. Do you feel like organization is more of a put into action or more of a mindset?
Yes.
Both.
You have to address the mind before you're ready to work, because it can be very overwhelming, and it can be very overwhelming very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I encourage that 15 minutes to make it better, right? We are big on progress over perfection. You know what? My goal is to make this small space. I'm going to make this kitchen drawer a little better than it was yesterday. And I'm going to do it in 15 minutes. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to organize the kitchen today. I don't have time for that. Nobody's got time for that, because guess what? You're just going to be in it again tomorrow, and you're going to be pissed off because you don't have time. And now you feel like you failed again. Mm. But if I can make this small space better than it was, great. And then tomorrow I'm going to make that small space better than it was. So even if it's just, you know what, I'm going to go through and I'm going to get rid of the expired items on this fruit can shelf. Congratulations, you've done better. But you cannot think of organizing as a one and done option. So you have to have that mindset and know you're on this journey, and those habits are just part of the stones of your journey. They're going to be ever changing, right? The habits we started when my son was 8 are not the same habits that we are now that he's 13. They're not, right? Things are going to change. Things come in and out of your home, right? 4 or 5 years ago, there's no way I could have been a co-host on 2 podcasts and read books. Didn't have time for that. But now our journey has allowed time for that. So having the mindset of knowing organizing is ever flowing. Once you get a successful system, you just have to maintain it. Once you know your style, then you just have to apply it.
Now, but how do you go about finding your style?
You call me. Duh. I love the Container Store. I love IKEA. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that I know after the new year, I can go to anywhere and find all the Tupperware and Rubbermaid and clear boxes that I want, except for I am a non-visual organizer. So if I see all my stuff in a clear box, my anxiety will be out of control. And so when I see all my stuff, it causes me, just ignore my Harry Potter pops because they're actually very organized, but seeing like inside the drawer or inside a container, that panics me. And then it's like overwhelm shutdown mode, because I am a non-visual organizer. Ooh. Now, living with a 13-year-old boy, I know if you can't see inside that container and or it has a lid, that peanut butter is never getting back where it goes. Because, well, he's a 13-year-old boy. But I know lids do not work for a macro organizer. So I could have all the lidded perfect containers matching that I can stack and put back in any way, because you know it's got a big label on it. But I know if it's got a lid on it, that's too many steps for him to put away. Because I'm micro, I can handle 2 steps when I put it away. He's macro, it's got to be one and done. I'm non-visual, so a big pretty label works for me. He's visual, so if he can't see inside and have an idea, it won't work for him.
Oh my goodness, I think you solved the difference between me and my husband. I'm definitely the micro. I'm definitely the micro organizer. Like, to the T.
Too many steps for him.
Yes, like, I'll be like, it's funny that you say peanut butter, because peanut butter always ends up like 2 drawers down from where it's supposed to be. But I love him, and I put it back up, and now it's in the fridge. But
you can listen to many organizers, and peanut butter is a major thing, because you there's multiple levels to a peanut butter jar. Is the lid on all the way? Is it back in the container or just sitting on the shelf next to it?
Oh, I didn't think about that. So there's micro and there's macro. Is there any others, or is it just the two?
I just work with the two.
Okay.
So micro is very, I don't mind doing 30 seconds of work at the beginning if I can go and save myself 30 seconds at the end to find it quicker.
Amen.
There's, I'm not going to see your husband because I don't know him yet. But if he actually has to make an effort to put it away, this is good enough. But they don't mind digging through the box to find it when they need it.
Right. Yes.
I can't handle that.
I don't want to dig.
Can't handle. I don't want to dig. If I want something, it's because I want it now.
Exactly. And I want it as efficient as possible.
Yes.
Not but perfect, but efficient.
When they think that way, when they put it away versus when they get it out. If I want to put it away, I just want to toss it and be done and on to the next 12 things.
That makes so much sense. I'm sitting here thinking about everything. Everything.
Right. How many times have you yelled at him? Why can't you just put it away right? And he's like, ugh.
Well, he goes, would there at least be a label that we could put on it? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, I did it exactly this way, so it never changes. I have to say, he does put up with me, and he does try to do his very best, though, even though he's the macro, just because he knows how I am. But now, yeah.
See, on those compromised spaces, I'm going to mommy you for a minute. I'm going to hopeful you for just a second. We lean for the macro organizers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot easier for me to simplify putting something away than it is to ask them to detail it.
I never thought about that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just redid. I just got a new pantry and I was redoing it. And my son's like, you don't have it all labeled yet. So I'm sorry if I put it away in the wrong place. And I'm like, you're good. You're good.
It's up right now. Okay. I'll go back through it here in about 2 weeks.
So it's easier for me to make a system that's simplified in the management and putting things away because that's a common area. And so it's got to be organized for the simplest style, which would be a macro organizer.
Okay. And that even helps me too, because like even as like a team aspect, especially like running your business and stuff like that, you're going to encounter different, completely different people that are on both spectrums that you're going to have to assist, or just like how you did me, like, hey, you could simplify stuff more for him than in reverse. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm like over here needing notes.
when I worked with the team, there was a team of 8 and they're like, hey, can you just come in and organize our, you know, supply counters? I'm like, yeah, yes, I can. So of course, you know, you open the drawers and there's containers within and all the pens are color coordinated and all the highlighters are done. But I met with the person that was responsible for putting them away. And I was like, hey, can I look in your desk real fast? And I was like, oh, she's a dump and go organizer. So I leaned the styles for her success. And so there weren't lids on the containers. There were containers throughout, but it was literally open box dump instead of take lid off, open box dump.
I just never thought about it. And you know, I worked retail for years, and which is a dump as fast as you can and run because you got stuff to do.
Yeah. Like,
dump and run, go, go, go constantly.
Get it done. Get it done.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, with that being said, what do you think is the most, like, when it comes to organization, how do you view like being like the word clarity? What does clarity mean to you?
For organization, I would say clarity is knowing your style, knowing that organization is not going to be a one size fit all. The containers that work for me probably won't work for you. And they might not work for everybody in your house. So being very clear on your personal style, as well as the home team compromises, that. There you go.
That one's the main one.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to sit here and promote that you have started a new podcast.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about that and what to expect on your shows?
Yeah. So this year, I actually have started being a co-host on two podcasts.
That's right.
One embraces the nerdy side of me. So obviously, I have a nerd fandom geek side, which encompasses over 200 Funko Pops and binging and gaming and things like that. So I am a co-host on Back of the Cereal Box, which I get to be one of the fabulous four every Saturday morning. And Back of the Cereal Box, we talk about pop culture and fandoms and releases and all those things. And we do it in our pajamas over a bowl of cereal, reading the back of the cereal box like we did when we were kids. And so I get to do that every Saturday morning and just kind of fall in love with my nerdy side and have talks with other nerds. And then I am the co-host of Clearing Chaos, which I do with Angel Love. And that I'm not going to say started because Angel wanted personalized services and organizing, but it really helps tackle the concepts that there's chaos in our minds and our spaces. And so we talk through hard conversations and help clear that. So Clearing Chaos helps narrow down hard talks. And it's really just, I mean, we've had empathy talks and crucial conversations and vulnerability and all the things, but it's also, Angel's very good at finding the words to be curious. With her curious idealist habit, she's a thinker. She's a sit there, and I'm like a, it is visually messy on the outside because something's messy on the inside. And so we bring that together and we just hash it out in a 30 minute of like, what are we going to clear today? And how are we going to fill our minds better? Because in my community, we're big on, I don't eliminate habits and I don't build new habits. I swap habits. So I think that we have already designated this time and space for something. Let's fill it with something better. So instead of a bad habit of snacking, I'm going to make a better habit of drinking water. So we have swapping. And so in our Clearing Chaos podcast, we clear the crap that's in our minds, but we also fill it with, you know, inspiration from books or podcasts or classes we've taken. So we empty it to fill it back up.
Ooh, I like that. I think you guys need to have that, you know, like clearing the chaos. Oh my goodness. Well, I am so proud of you. I did not realize that you were also co-hosting with Johnny. So I am sorry I did not include that at the beginning. And
it's
I'll
Saturday
definitely
mornings. You're not up that early. It's okay.
I will one day. I'm going to make it. Well, will you please tell everyone where to go to follow you and what your website is so that they can go there and get all the goods?
Yeah, all the goods and all my stuff is actually on our website at hopefulsimplicity.com. So you can even get our free stuff on there if you're ready to start your habits. And it's got all of our contact information for how to find us on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and even YouTube. I do have some videos up on YouTube for Hopeful Simplicity. So,
oh my goodness. See, you have to be on Pinterest. And I do have to tell everyone, she posts consistently and she is giving away so much value when it comes to organization and puts it literally in visual form for you to see and breaks down different. I even saw one thing was like organizing to sell your house. I saw that you were putting that out there. And I think that's crucial for a lot of people to get their mindset around, especially in this day and age. So there's a lot of value. Please go over to her Instagram, like and follow, and then head over to crystalballclarityofitall.com where there's so many new things there. And I will see you next week with a brand new guest and a brand new episode.